Afternoon, I'm Shelley Delaney. This Saturday is International Coastal Cleanup Day. Several organizations have partnered to draw as much support as possible. Joining us now, we have Debbie Hart from Southeast Alaska Fish Habitat Partnership. Hi, Debbie.
Hello, how are you doing, Shelley?
I'm well, thanks. And looks like we have Rachel Utzler from Ratchet Constructs and Juno Makerspace. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
And Ryan Lang. Ryan, would you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, I'm Ryan Lang with the Alaskan Brewing Company, do their digital marketing.
Is there anyone else I missed on the Zoom? We got a whole mess of people on here. I think I got you all.
I think you got us. We got a lot of organizations helping us out, and some of them are actually down in the field in Klawock doing some work down there, but they'll be here this weekend to help clean up lots of places around Juneau.
That's great to hear. Many hands make light work, and community cleanup is not easy. So I was wondering if one of you could just tell me a little bit about International Coastal Cleanup Day. Like, what's the history? Why do we do it on this day of the year?
Debbie?
Wow, that is a really great question, Shelley. I don't really have a good answer other than I think that as the event is titled, it's an International Coastal Cleanup Day. And I think folks just across the world recognize we all need to pull together to keep our planet clean and healthy for people and critters. And what better month than September, right?
Sure. Works for me. There's no snow on the ground yet, so it makes it a little easier.
Exactly.
Ryan or Rachel, would you want to add anything to that? Why is it important? What's motivating you to participate?
I think Ryan should say something about Coastal Code and what they're doing.
Oh,
with
yeah.
That. They're the ones that are supporting my little event that I'm going to have tagging on to this whole cleanup.
Thank you so much, Rachel. I appreciate it. At the brewery, we take sustainability very seriously. We are one of the first breweries to install CO2 recovery system, mash press. And on top of that, we like to give back with each of our beers. So one of the ways we do that is with our Coastal Code initiative. Code stands for Clean Oceans Depend on Everybody. And since its inception, we're donating 1% of the proceeds of our Icy Bay IPA to organizations that support keeping waterways clean across the nation, in Alaska in particular, but across the nation at large. And since its inception, we've donated over $350,000 to over 40 organizations nationwide. Basically just providing them with the supplies to safely remove waste from the environment. And that's what we'll be doing this Saturday with Rachel.
And Rachel, go ahead. What's your part of it?
Well, I've known about Coastal Code for many years since I worked at the brewery and was actually on the originally crew that started the whole grant funding. And years later, it turns out that I'm now working on my own with my own business, Ratchet Constructs, which is art work. And I do a lot of work with creative reuse and a lot of teaching. And so I'm partnering with Juno Makerspace and their areas and following on the heels of everybody's cleanup and then doing a creative reuse workshop and barbecue. So it'd be like a reception after you go clean up the beach. Everyone can come over to Makerspace. We will also, if you're cleaning up a separate beach that doesn't have a dumpster there, you can just bring the garbage bags that I will provide the day before. And you can bring those to Makerspace where we'll go sort through things and then we'll create artworks out of these pieces. My goal is to actually start building a piece that we could auction off at our Makerspace fundraiser in 3 weeks. So it's going to be I would like to have a community art project coming out of this, but we can also do little individual pieces. I'm just going to be showing people the potential that you have in the waste that you pick up off of the beach.
That is, I knew you were going to be doing something like that. When I saw your name on my guest list today, I just had a feeling you were actually going to be treasure hunting.
Pretty much.
Well, before we get into the details of the plans and the events, I wanted to ask what areas around town are on the waterfront, on the coastline, are maybe the dirtiest or are perhaps targeted because they're, you know, important, an integral part of our ecosystem?
Yeah, I can take a stab at the first one, and then Rachel and Ryan can jump in with some others. But we've been reaching out with our other partners at the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition and the Juneau Audubon Society And if folks are unaware of this really awesome park back behind Lemon Creek along the Schweitzer Creek area, it's a beautiful walkway, wonderful trails. Not only do people love it, but bears love it. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. this time of year, as we all know, garbage day comes along and those bears go out into the neighborhood. They grab themselves a big bag of garbage and then they head back into their comfy watershed and they strewn garbage all over the place.
Wow.
And so we're really hoping some folks will join us at that cleanup site. It's on Churchill Way. So you take Davis Avenue in Lemon Creek, wind your way back there towards the Alaska water, spring water. And I believe Alaska Brewing Company is going to have a big tent and supply the garbage bags. I'll let Ryan say more about that. Is that correct, Ryan?
Yeah, we'll be set up from 9 to 12 p.m. this Saturday at the end of Churchill Way. And we'll be out there with all the supplies you need to help clean up, except gloves. You'll have to be sure to bring your own gloves, and we're recommending some heavy-duty gardening gloves because we checked out the area, and there's plenty of trash for us to be taken care of back there. But, you know, you get there, we'll have bags for you, everything provided, and, of course, beer as well for a nice refreshment at the end.
Great incentive. And I just have to back up because I really thought we were going to be, you know, litter shaming the people of this town. I didn't realize it was the bear trash that it was actually the target of this cleanup. So that's kind of funny. Can't do much about that except keep your trash nice and secure. So that sounds great. So we're meeting at the end of Churchill Way on this Saturday, which I believe is the 17th. What time is everything kicking off?
It's going to be 9 a.m. on Saturday, and it'll probably run till about 12.
Oh, that's great. Cleanups are so important. I think they're great for building character. Anybody who participates will definitely think twice about littering, except for the bears. So I hope that you have a great turnout this Saturday. Anything anybody want to add before we say goodbye?
Yeah, if you do want to participate in the art workshop afterwards, you just show up at Makerspace at 1 o'clock. If you would like to register, there is a registration link on the Juno Makerspace front page that I just saw. You have to cut and paste it, but it will get to a registration, and that way we'll have enough. Now we have food, and we will have art supplies and different things set out. We'll have a nice little art gathering there. And don't forget to bring your favorite pieces of trash that you found earlier that day.
Thank you so much, everybody. For more information or see links to anything we discussed today, go to ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon and have a great Juno evening. Thank you, guys.